Itai Rusike, Executive Director for the Community Working Group on Health, has told local media that the shortages increase the likelihood of gaps in coverage, with many of those who managed to get one shot unable to get the recommended second dose. Trimo Sibanda is a Harare resident who was willing to take his first jab in Warren Park, one of Harare's vaccination centers.
And when we got there, we were turned away. They were saying that they've currently run out of stock. They didn't specify when. They just said we should just keep checking coming, since they were not quite sure when they might receive the stock. There were quite a lot of us. A lot of people were turned away that day.
Dr. Agnes Mahomva is the leader of the National COVID-19 Task Force. She says the shortages are non-existent.
We are hearing the shortages from you and social media. Ministry of Health and Child Care, as we're speaking, has been working for the past 2 weeks redistributing vaccines to make sure that any facility that is moving faster than others would not run out. Those who are not vaccinating as many, the doses can be moved to the places where they are actually moving faster to make sure that, one, we don't get the vaccines expiring in one small site and yet others are not getting the vaccines.
As of Monday, 675,678 people had received their first dose since the rollout began in February, but only 344,400 had received their second dose. Critics worry the numbers speak to a bigger issue, where those who received their first dose are not following through with the second. But Dr. Norman Matara, with the Zimbabwe Association for Doctors for Human Rights, says the numbers do not hint at anything alarming.
I don't think people are defaulting. For example, if people take the first dose on the 1st, they are due for their second dose on the 28th. But between the 1st and the 28th, there will be a lot of people who will be taking also their first dose. So the cumulative for the first dose will always be higher.
The cumulative numbers recently went past 1 million. Not as high as the government had hoped, but experts say it's not bad either. Though much more remains to be done. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zwinamashe from Harare.